From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And it is I, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Starnes, your voice of truth and hope from border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And ladies and gentlemen, I would urge you to gird your loins for 3 hours of broadcast excellence. We have a lot to get through today. And I will tell you, the enthusiasm is beginning to grow. And I believe a lot of conservatives are now starting to understand the significance of Donald J. Trump's landslide election. And a lot of liberals, on the other hand, are just now coming to terms with it, and their anger is slowly building. And we're going to get into some of that and the ramifications of all of that. But I want to point out something that may not be necessarily addressed in the mainstream media and the drive-bys. There is a movement afoot. It's called the 4B movement. Have you guys heard about this, the 4B movement? If you're on the social media platforms, it's all the rage, and it's trending especially on TikTok. So President Trump may very well go down in history as not only the most pro-life president in America, but also the most pro-traditional family president in American history, because Donald J. Trump, if all of this reporting is to be believed about the 4B movement, Donald J. Trump may have single-handedly, with just his election, stopped liberals from procreating. This is a brilliant move and strategy by the conservatives. So let me explain to you what the 4B movement is. I did a little bit of research on this using Wikipedia and Reddit. And man, there's some freaky stuff going down on Reddit. I just want to get that out there. So the 4B movement is a radical, radical feminist movement. And it apparently started in South Korea. Man, there's some freaky stuff going on in that country. Really, and I'm not talking about the boy bands. There's just some weird stuff going down. So anyway, this is a radical feminist movement, and they have four no's. There's if you ascribe to this movement, if you join the movement, no sex with men, no giving birth outside of marriage, no dating men, and no marriage with men. And so now the entire liberal movement, many of them Subaru drivers, many of them the magenta-haired childless cat lady crowd, many of them have now pledged their allegiance to the 4B movement to protest Donald Trump's victory that was delivered in no small part to the men of America rising up and once again deciding that we are going to be the heads of our households, that men are going to be men, that there's nothing wrong with being a man in America, that there is nothing toxic about our masculinity. Because if you believe the media for the past, oh, Jesus, what, two decades now? They have convinced the American people that masculinity was some sort of a disease that needed to be cured. And that's why you've had generations of young boys that were just heavily medicated. Instead of letting boys go out in the backyard and play cowboys and Indians and do rough and tumble stuff and get into the occasional fist fight or schoolyard rumble, they're all of a sudden medicating all of these boys. And to this day, we really have no idea exactly how that's all going to play out, what these medicines have done to the young men of America. So now you've got President Trump coming along, and we started to see this movement come to the forefront. I want to go back to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, when you had the Jew haters that were out there, the Muslims and their friends, and they were trying to tear down the giant American flag on the campus quad. And you had all of these fraternity boys rushing out, and they created a perimeter around the flag, and they stood there and they refused to let the flag be desecrated. They were being pelted with rocks and bottles and water. It was a horrible scene. But those young men stood their ground. And at that moment, I knew something was up, that there's something going on in this country where Generation Z, they've been through all of the radicalized indoctrination. They've been told that, you know, you have to accept boys in girls' locker rooms and you have to let the boys play on the girls' sports teams. They've been told that especially white young men are the problem with America. And I think there came a point where just as a generation, these guys said, you know what? We're done here. We're done. And we're not going to stand up for this anymore. So now you have all these gals who have said, all right, we're going to teach you a lesson. You want to go out there and you want to turn us into handmaids? We're going to show you. So now, if on social media, you've got all these girls and they're starting to shave their heads and they're starting to get tattoos and they're piercing things that ought not to be pierced on their bodies. And they're basically, this is terrible, they're basically turning themselves into human freak shows as if that's going to, I don't know, make us feel bad. I mean, they're out there saying, all right, we're going to show you, men of America, no more sex before marriage. Oh, okay. I'm good with that. Sounds good to me. We're not going to be having babies out of wedlock. Okay. Well, there goes the abortion rate. It just plummeted. Because, by the way, the lefty gals are the ones that are going out to Planned Parenthood. And then they're talking about, well, we're not going to date men. You know, I think the guys of America are pretty good with that. They would rather not date a girl that has more hair under her armpits than they have on their head. I may be speaking out of school here, but I think that's the case. So what Donald Trump has effectively done is he has just announced through this 4B movement that the leftist women of America will no longer be procreating. That means all of you good Christian, Catholic, conservative kids out there who actually go about it the right way, you're going to be getting married, you're going to be popping out the babies, and there's already a big movement in the Catholic Church to start having, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 kids again. No, not the Tucker levels. That's a little weird. I'm just saying, I mean, you know, back in the day, it wasn't unusual. If you saw a family walk, let's just say that you were going down to, I don't know, Bonanza or the Sizzler for Sunday church, and you saw a family of, I don't know, mom, dad, 5 kids, you would either think, oh, they go to Catholic church, or, oh, that's a Mormon family. It's true. Us Protestants, we got the 2 kids and that's it. Wham, bam, thank you, man. But all I'm saying is that this is a good thing. And Charlie Kirk actually said, this is good news because the conservatives are going to start breeding children. And by the way, conservatives, that's a big deal. You need to start having babies. So anyway, this is one of the 4B gals. And she's, I'm going to show you, men. Cut 15.
There is not a single ounce of affection that a man will get out of me after this election. I'm not dating men. I'm not sleeping with men. I'm not talking to men. Y'all lost that privilege.
Well, okay. Are we supposed to feel bad? What are we supposed to feel here? So here's another one, and this gal is really upset, and she said she's going to make herself look ugly for all of you men, because that's going to show you. Cut 16.
All right, 4B movement starting. You know what we're going to do? We're not going to dye our hair anymore. We're not going to do makeup. We're not going to use filters. We're not going to go get the skin stuff. We're not going to dress up and look nice. Why? So that they can come and act like they own us because we look like this? Absolutely not. No, y'all. The 4B movement means like we gonna be cozy comfy in our own skin. And everyone over here is like, yeah, get strapped, get ready, get prepared. But you know what? It's fine. Let's go. bring it on. You want to fight? I'm ready to fight. Like, dueling, let's do this, okay? But at the same time, like, I'm sorry. You do not have control over my reproductive rights. You do not have control over my body. You do not have control over what I do with my body. Because when you try something, just watch what happens. This is being used without a filter. I usually do a filter, but you know what? I'm done using filters.
Okay. Knock yourself out, ma'am. So she says that, you know what, I'm not going to buy any new clothes. All right, that's good. For, you know, being frugal is good. You probably have plenty of clothes in your closet. I'm not going to wear makeup. Why do you need to wear makeup? A lot of ladies look beautiful, just natural, the way God created them. Beautiful. Why are you going to? I'm not going to use filters. Why would you want to use a filter? Just look the way you look. Be happy with who you are. This is a brilliant strategy, and I'm not even sure if Trump knew. Maybe this was just sort of a side effect of Trump being elected here, but he has really discombobulated these leftist gals out there. And I say, good for you, Mr. President. So there's a guy on TikTok, and I don't know who this guy is, but he's really good, and he's analyzing all of this stuff. I want you to hear what this guy has to say about the 4B movement among gals. And again, they're all upset because you men, you mean, smelly, misogynistic, go make me a sandwich in the kitchen men, didn't vote for Kamala Harris. Cut eight, please.
You know, I'm hearing talk of this 4B movement because Trump won the presidency, right? My thing is this. Oh no, shiver me timbers. You know what's so crazy? We've gone so far left that we've come back around right. Isn't that crazy? Women are saying, you know what? We're not going to have sex with any of you anymore until you treat us with respect. Let me get this straight. You had to have a woman lose the presidency for you to stop sleeping with men unless they show you respect? Is that not hilarious to you?
We're not going to have sex with any men until y'all start treating us like human beings.
Y'all was sleeping with men that wasn't treating you like human beings?
We're not having any children until marriage.
Y'all were having children before.
Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Who are you telling? We've been asking y'all to stop being for years. We've been asking y'all to stop being for years.
Hopes.
And it takes Kamala Harris to lose the presidency for y'all to say, you know what? We're closing our legs until we get some respect.
All right, if that'll do it.
It's true. And men of the Todd Stern Show listening audience, just for a second here. I mean, would you rather date a hoe? I mean, somebody who's going out there and is promiscuous and is just doing all sorts of horrible things? Or would you like a nice pro-America conservative gal who maybe goes to church and wants to have a family and is a pretty darn good cook and she dresses nicely and takes care of herself? Would you rather have that? Or would you have one of those childless cat ladies who's prowling the streets looking for, you know, any Tom, Dick, or Harry, as they say? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. This is Open Line Friday, by the way. It has been a wild week in America. Is anybody else, are you a little tired? I mean, you could probably use a nap. I get it. It's been nonstop, and we have so much to talk about. We're going to get into the big Senate race. There is a huge fight over the Senate Majority Leader, and this is a big, big deal, folks. And we need to be talking about this, and we are just a little bit later. Also, they are trying to steal the Senate race from McCormick in Pennsylvania. We're going to check in with that, see the very latest numbers there. Also, we're going to be talking to our good buddy Joe Messina out in California with some of the election results there. Huge, huge gains for Republicans in California as well. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss and your gain. For the first time ever, you can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices, only $14.88. But it gets better. For a limited time, they're offering their entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Get queen-size My Pillows for just $18.88. Upgrade to a king for only a buck more. Get the body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use My Pillows for only $9.98. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever. On top of that, receive free shipping on orders over $75. There have never been offered this low before. There are limited quantities. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to get the standard MyPillow for only $14.88, the lowest price ever. Here's the headline of the New York Post today. Liberal women withhold sex, shave heads to protest Trump win. Blank being hot. That's their rally cry. So they want to be ugly, and they're proud of it. No, Dylan, they're not shaving their armpits, just the heads. I don't know why. I do not know why. But again, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to go back to 2020 when Joe Biden stole the election from Donald Trump. What did we do collectively as conservatives? Can you think back to those that dark day in American history? You know what we did? We didn't go out there and shave our heads and armpits and curse and scream and act like animals and destroy things. No, we got up and we went back to work. We were disappointed, but you know what? We had bills to pay, so we went to work and carried on with our lives. These people have lost their collective minds, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go to the phones here. 901-260-5926, open line Friday. Jimmy in Dyersburg, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Jimmy. What say you?
Hey, Todd. How the heck are you today? Sounds like you're wonderful.
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
I tell you what, those women really are doing us a favor. I mean, I'm 65, happily married. But all you single guys, they're doing you a favor because now you know what they're really like and you don't have to worry about getting the wrong one.
This is true. It really is a modern-day handmaid tale, I guess. You know, it's interesting. They did the exit polling data, and it really is true that young men in America, Generation Z young men, overwhelmingly are voting conservative. And that's a pretty – we're talking about 18 to 29-year-olds. Looks like they're going to be the ones to save the country, Jimmy.
Well, my three son-in-laws and my three sons and two son-in-laws, they voted that way.
Is that right? Why, Jimmy, do you mind if I ask, why did they vote Republican?
I guess it's because of the way they're brought up. They know what's right from wrong. They all believe in the Bible. And, I mean, it's you know, some of this stuff is so simple. God doesn't make a mistake. Either you're a man or you're a woman.
You know, it's interesting. I was reading or listening to CNN this morning, and we're going to play some audio a little bit later on, but there were actually Democrats. And they're saying that now. They're like, you know, the reality is that most of us believe that men do not belong in women's sports, but they have basically been silenced by the progressive wing of their party. And look, that's their problem. But the reality is most Americans do not agree with this radical sex agenda that they were shoving down our throats. But Jimmy, can we get real for just a moment? That's not the reason why Donald Trump won. The reason why is the price of eggs and milk and bread at the grocery store. As Bill Clinton said, infamously, it's the economy, stupid. Jimmy, gotta run. Thank you for calling in. Have a great weekend. Our number again, 901-260-5926. Why did you go and vote? What was the big issue for you on Election Day? And what do you want to see President Trump do his first day in office? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. and forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRite, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRite ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRite, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRite is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. So glad to have you with us today as we continue to celebrate Donald J. Trump's really historic victory, and it really is going to be a great, great 4 years for America. Let's go to the phone lines here. Steve in Arkansas listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind today?
This issue you brought up about these 4B women and all the stuff we're seeing since the election, these women's just completely losing their mind. They're so upset. Here's their chance to prove how dedicated they are to their reproductive rights and their belief that their happiness and their freedom to do what they want and get their way is more important than a human life. Abort yourself. You want out of this? You don't have to deal with all this mess. Abort yourself.
Now, why would you say something like that, Steve? Why would you tell people to go out there and kill themselves?
Because they are saying their happiness is more important than human life. Here's their chance to prove it. It's okay. I guess it's just more important than human life if you're taking somebody else's life.
Well, I'm about 1,000% in opposition to what you just said there, because I believe that every life is important, and I'm hoping that these far leftists will actually wake up and understand that they have been indoctrinated. They have been brainwashed. We are dealing with a large swath of Generation Z and also the millennials that have been turned into mental cases as a result of the education system in this country and far left politics. So, no, I don't want people going out there and doing that, Steve. Appreciate the call. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Jackson in Waterloo, Iowa. Hi, Jackson. What's on your mind today?
On my mind, it's Open Line Friday. So you had a guest on the other day. He talked about that bubble coming. I forget who he was. And I agree. I've been in the stock market since 1985, and we're over jubilant here. We're heading to a depression. That's what happened in the 1929. We're in the money. Good times never felt so good. Happy days are here again were the songs. And the stock market crashed overnight. For instance, we are now at 44,000. We're up almost another 300 a day. Every day it's in the green. This just cannot continue, Todd. My parents would be 105 years old today. They could tell you all about it.
Well, look, this is going to be a challenge, and we've still got a couple of months to go before Trump takes office. And even then, Jackson, and we talked briefly about this yesterday, Trump's not going to be able to fix the economic issues overnight. That's not going to happen. But right now, I think the reason why people are jubilant is they believe that Trump is going to be able to do something to bring down the cost of everyday goods at the grocery store.
But 44,000, even Warren Buffett is getting out. He comes from the Depression era.
So what do you think is going to happen? I hear what you're saying here, Jackson, but what do you want Trump to do?
I'm not blaming Trump. I'm just saying.
No, but it's going to happen under his watch. Hold on. It's going to happen under his watch. He's going to get the blame for it. You're right. It's not going to be his fault if it happens. But what do you recommend the administration do?
Todd, this was going on before Trump got elected, okay? I voted for the man 3 times. What I'm saying is there's something coming. You can't have a straight line, and that's what's been going on. Every day we're in the green. You got to have backup and fill up, backup and fill up. People are just ecstatic That's what happened in 1929. It's coming. 2025, we're going. If this keeps up, there's a depression coming. So if you got money, you're going to lose it overnight.
All right, Jackson, we heard the warning, and I certainly hope that's not the case, and I hope it doesn't come true. I know we've been encouraging people for years now to diversify. Don't put all of your eggs in Wall Street. Make sure you've got some gold, silver, precious metals in your portfolio, because you want to make sure that you can survive to some extent. God forbid, as Jackson is concerned and is warning us, if we are heading into some sort of a depression. Jackson, appreciate that call and your passion today. Let's go to Susie in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. Hi, Susie. What's on your mind?
Hey, my friend Todd. I'm just elated beyond elated that we, the people, spoke and we won, Todd. And I couldn't call you Wednesday because you were flooded with calls.
We had a lot.
You have a lot, and I just love the excitement in your voice now, Todd. You uplift me, and I don't like these negative calls about my president because now just let me be on a high, you know. And one thing I would like for him to do is just get these people out of jail up there, the J6 people, just get them out.
Susie, I believe that's going to happen. And, you know, again, the by the way, there's been some movement on Trump's trial and Jack Smith, and it looks like that's over with. That's done. That's not going to happen. I think he's gonna have a big plate of stuff that he's going to do. And we're going to be seeing a lot of things happening on day one. And, Susie, I really do hope that is the first thing we see. Or all those folks marching out of that prison. Maybe Trump will let them march in the Inauguration Day parade. But you're right. We've got to get those people out.
Yeah. Wouldn't you love to be there on Inauguration Day? Are you going?
You know, I'm talking about that. I would love to be there. It's just a matter of logistics because I want to make sure that we're broadcasting our show live that day. And so we'll have to wait and see, Susie, but that would be, if we can make it happen, we'll make it happen.
Okay, I'll be listening, Todd.
All right, Susie, thank you for the call. Let's go to Willington, North Carolina. Will is listening to us on WSJS. Hi, Will, what's on your mind today?
Okay, Todd, let's go back a few years here. 2016. Election, Whoopi Goldberg said she was going to leave the country if Donald Trump was elected. Well, it didn't work that time. They always say the second time is a charm. Here's her second chance. Please. She and Joy Behar and Sonny Hose get together and go get a condo somewhere out of the country and just stay gone from us. Can we do a GoFundMe page? I don't know.
Oh, they've got plenty of cash. I don't think that's a big deal. By the way, it's America Ferrera. She was one of the Hollywood stars talking about leaving. Was it Barbara Streisand, Sharon Stone, Cher? I wonder if maybe there's some real estate available, I don't know, in the Gaza Strip. That might be a lovely place.
But they could certainly do a little refurb on it.
That's what is it? Flip my country.
There you go.
Why not? I don't know. There's something to it. Also, Miley Cyrus, George Lopez, Amy Schumer, and you mentioned Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah, you know what? Just go ahead and you can actually get an entire plane. Just charter an entire flight, and you can drop them off at the country of their choice.
That's true. Well, now, Whoopi had started this movement on TikTok long ago. Trust me. I don't know when the last time anybody had any relations with Miss Whoopi. I apologize for that.
Wow. Well, that's a little harsh, Will. It's
well, truth hurts sometimes.
All right. Well, it's Open Line Friday, my friend. All right, Will, God bless you. Thank you for the call. 901-260-5926 is our number. All right. This is amazing. David Axelrod, who was Obama's senior advisor, is now having a come to Jesus moment, or Chicago Jesus moment. He says the problem with Democrats is that they're becoming a smarty pants suburban college-educated party. Is that it? Is that really? Does he really think that's the problem here? Or is it possible that most Democrats, at least in leadership in the party, are billionaires now? That they really don't care about anybody in the middle class. They don't certainly don't care about blue-collar workers at all. Maybe that's the problem. So Scott Jennings last night on CNN, I'm really liking this guy. So they had a comedian on. His name is Dominic somebody. And right away, you knew this guy had a chip on his shoulder. He was such a bad guest and such a vile guest. I'm going to be surprised if CNN has the guy back on, because even the liberals were trying to corral this guy. But Scott Jennings was not having any of it. Cut number 10, please.
If you look at the arc of the Biden presidency, he was in really good shape until August of 2021. When Afghanistan happened, he went under 40. She went under 40. And they really lived there until the end of the presidency. He's still there.
Why? I'll tell you why.
Because he ran and told us that the adults were back in charge. And that was the opposite.
Yeah, they
of
were
that.
Because and Donald Trump was a child.
And you know what else?
Yeah.
And you know what else?
He's a
threat. The fact that they wouldn't give these 13 service members' families the time of day.
But Donald Trump hates veterans. He called them suckers and losers. He did. He absolutely despised. Look, he has his whole life. He has his entire
I know you're super emotional.
Of course I am. Terrified.
I'm telling you the political reality is that when they made that decision.
It doesn't matter. You don't admit it. You deny a man, Chief John Kelly, a Marine. You deny. You say he lied.
You're still campaigning.
You say he lied.
Let me let this not over. It'll never be over. I want to hear what Colton.
It'll never be over. You wish.
It got ugly from there. But Jennings held his own here, and these people are unhinged. By the way, New York Post, new headline up, Trump sees 50% boost in New York's Jewish vote compared to 2020. Wait, what? Wait a second. Wait. Whoa, Nelly. Wait. I thought Trump was Hitler. What? So how is it that Donald Trump got a 50% boost in New York's Jewish vote in New York alone? By the way, Trump also received a record number of the Jewish, Black, Hispanic, and Native American vote. I am telling you, this man went out there and built a coalition. He built a brand new political party. That's what he did. Now, a lot of people are very nervous about the deportations. And I want to say something about that for just a moment. And again, this is just how topsy-turvy our politics have been in this country. It was Ronald Reagan who actually initiated amnesty for the illegals. All right. That's where the problem really, really started in our modern political history, when Ronald Reagan did that. It was so bad that the Democrats used securing the border as a pretty powerful campaign tool, a campaign weapon. And so Bill Clinton, of all people, is responsible. Are you ready for this? Bill Clinton is responsible for deporting 11 million or so illegal aliens from American soil. Now, just think about this for a moment. Trump is wanting to deport the same numbers as a Republican president, and they're calling him every name under the book. But it was the Democrats. It was Bill Clinton who oversaw the largest mass deportation in American history back in the 1990s. A little bit of history that the mainstream media doesn't like to talk about. So all that to say this. These illegals are costing us billions and billions of dollars that we do not have right now. We can't afford to take care of these people. The immigrants that we want to welcome into America are coming in here for jobs. They have something to offer the country. The illegals coming across the border are taking from the country. And that's why they've got to go. It is not rude. It's not mean. It's not uncompassionate. It's none of that. It's common sense. We've got to protect our country. We have to secure our borders. And God love the mayor of New York City, and he's facing a big problem right now. But Eric Adams is finally stepping up and doing the right thing. And isn't it interesting how everybody now feels like they've been loosed from the chains of the Democrats? And Adams is now ending the illegal alien voucher program. This is pretty spectacular. So this is going to be a big deal, and it's going to be saving New Yorkers billions of dollars. There's no reason why New Yorkers, hardworking New Yorkers, should be feeding illegals who are living in high-end hotels right now in New York City. No reason whatsoever. Let me tell you something. It's going to happen fast, ladies and gentlemen. The change that we're about to see in this country, the change in the bureaucracy is going to be off the hook. It is going to be a lot of fun, and you're going to have to buckle up. You're going to have to come to this program every single day, putting some Red Bull on the Fruit Loops, because we're going to be going through a lot of the big, big news celebrating the changes that Trump is going to be implementing. All right, we got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z's.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to Woodville, Alabama. Anthony joins us today on Open Line Friday. Hi, Anthony. What do you want to talk about?
Yes, Mr. Stearns. Thank you for taking my call. And what I want to talk about is, I remember you yesterday, I listened to you, and you were talking about Mike Johnson and how he's already folding when he mentioned something about comprehensive immigration reform. Well, I just read an article on Right Scoop that Josh Hawley is now endorsing John Cornyn for the Senate leader. And I think what's going to happen is the Republican Party is going to do exactly what they've always done. They're going to fold like the cheap tents that they are. If you recall, John Cornyn was the guy who cut that gun control deal with the Dems not too long ago and helped to push that through. So I just wanted to bring it to your attention in case you know. I think that, well, I know the Republican Party is the only party we've had to go to, but I think they're really going to let us down really big time. So now, pretty much, you can go ahead and say what you got to say. I'll hop off of here. And you, sir, have a good day, and thanks for taking my call.
Well, Anthony, you're very kind, sir, and a very pithy caller as well. We appreciate that. And Anthony, he's raised some really good points here. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to get into the conversation over Senate leadership. That is going to be the big lead story next week. Also, we're going to be talking about it on my Newsmax TV show later this evening. But the reality is Donald Trump is going to need people he can rely on. And I'm fairly certain that John Thune, who, by the way, and we'll play some audio here, has not been a Trump fan, is a very close friend of both Liz and Dick Cheney. That's a problem. And then John Cornyn's got his own set of larger issues, and we'll get into more of that in the next hour. I do want to say thank you for all the folks that came out yesterday. Got to meet a lot of our great listeners around the Memphis area. A lot of fun there in Germantown, and just had a wonderful time meeting a lot of small business owners, too. And I can tell you right now that the small business community is beyond thrilled that Trump won that election on Tuesday. And I think it is going to be great, great news for a lot of small businesses around the country as we start to see some of these rules, these taxes eventually eliminated. Keep in mind, Trump wants to do away with the income tax, And that's why he's a big proponent of these tariffs. All right, so hang tight, everybody. We've got a lot of ground to cover. 901-260-5926. It is Open Line Friday. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, our website, toddstearns.com. You can watch us on Rumble, Facebook Live, wherever you want. Stick around, everybody. Hour 2 coming up next.
Exercise and a healthy diet can help, but that can be hard, especially as we start to get older. It's like the choice between taking the stairs or waiting for the elevator. Sometimes the easier option can be tempting. But just like choosing to take the stairs, you can choose to get a variety of 31 whole fruit and vegetable ingredients. Balance of Nature supplements are formulated from the best ingredients available, and it's as easy as taking 3 fruits and 3 veggies capsules every day. It's a small commitment, but it can help you feel your best. Start your journey with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's looking pretty good for Carrie Lake. She is very much on a path to victory out in Arizona. Maricopa County, just yesterday, dropping over 70,000 votes. Carrie Lake got 57% of them. And just a few moments ago, getting this intel in, another 23,000 ballots just dropped in Maricopa County, and Carrie Lake won 58% of those. So this is looking very good for Carrie Lake. If Carrie is able to win and you've got Sam Brown over in Nevada, and he's on a pretty tight race as well, you could have Republicans with a 55-seat majority in the U.S. Senate. So we'll keep you updated on those numbers. Hello, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Always an honor to have you with us. May I ask you a question? And I'm going to be the first to admit I've done this. There's a guy on X, and he's very upset because he wore a Kamala Harris ball cap into the grocery store, and he said that people laughed at him and pointed at him and made fun of him. They're savages. These people, just savages. He was really upset. But my question is this. What is more off-putting? Is it a Kamala Harris ball cap, or is it the people wearing the face coverings, the face diapers? You're in the grocery store, because I am guilty as charged. If I see somebody walking onto an airplane or walking into a grocery store and they're wearing a face diaper, I sort of inwardly chuckle to myself. And that inward chuckle may inadvertently pop out, just, you know, because it's funny, right? It's stupid, but it's sort of funny. So anyway, this man is very upset, and he was posting about all of this. And he says, you people just need to be nicer, just nicer. All right. Well, we'll do our best, sir. All right. It is Open Line Friday, everybody. That means you can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. You got a question, you can call in, and I will answer that question for you. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now, our good friend Joe Messina. He is the host of the Joe Messina Show in Santa Clarita, California, on radio station KHTS. Also, our great affiliate in Santa Clarita. Joe, hope you're doing well.
I am doing well. I finally got my power back on here in North Venezuela, and we're doing great.
You know, Joe, that's a lovely way to describe your state, Northern Venezuela. Is that?
Yes, sir.
Wow. All right, let's talk election results. And first of all, before we get to L.A., there is a race that nobody is talking about. And I think this is the bigger story, is what happened to London Breed up in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
She got her clock cleaned, the incumbent mayor losing in a landslide to a fellow Democrat.
Fellow millionaire Democrat, and who is business friendly. And, I think the Dems have overstepped, and especially in San Francisco, where the people there are pretty much open to anything, as you know, over the years. You've reported on some of the things they've done. And now I think they're tired of it. You know, they have a vacancy tax in San Francisco. So if you don't rent out your store, you have to pay taxes on the vacancy.
Because
No, seriously, they have what's called a vacancy tax. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's 3.5% or what have you of the going rate for rental fees. I don't know exactly what the number is. But if you don't have your store rented out, if they're not receiving taxes or fees from that, you have to pay the city for an empty store because you can't rent it out because you can't move the homeless out of your walkway or take the human excrement and pick it up on your own.
That's absolutely insane, Joe. I had not heard about that. But the new mayor, I understand, he's connected to the Levi Strauss fortune, so he comes from big money.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to worry, like Trump and like RFK Jr., he doesn't have to worry about his next job or where his money's going to come from or who he's going to hitch his wagon to. He claims to love the city. I've seen some clips on him. I don't know him very well, but he wants to return the city to what it was before.
Wow. All right. So that is huge. And the numbers, they do the ranked choice. Is that right there? So they had a lot of candidates running, but he's still just blew her away.
Yeah.
56% of the vote to her 43%. So goodbye, London. I guess they're misogynist in San Francisco, too. Is that it?
That's misogynist. Yeah, not just misogynist, but racist, because he's a white man and she is a woman of color.
Wow. Is he a straight white guy? I'm curious.
I could call him and find out. I'm not sure.
Well, don't ask. No, because I've always said that, there's no way Democrats would ever elect a straight white guy. And so I may be mistaken here. My apologies if I am. All right, let's talk about Los Angeles County, and there was a huge DA's race down there, and George Gascon, who is it fair to call him a George Soros prototype?
Oh, very, very, yes, very much so. I would call him a George Soros bootlicker. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. The man will not, he will not prosecute pretty much any crime for a juvenile. He won't prosecute, attempted murder charges, several times. Policemen have been shot or shot in cold blood. He won't go for the murder, the murder penalty or death penalty. You just listen to the man speak. He's never prosecuted a case. I'm sure you've talked about that. I've got a lot of friends that are LAPD and just say he is just not interested in upholding the law unless you are a straight white guy who maybe has too many parking violations. He might throw you in jail for that.
Well, with the Menendez brothers, and he was pretty much getting ready to set those guys free.
Yep. Yeah. And the new guy coming in, I have met him and talked with him several times. And so he's looking at them and he's saying, he'd like to slow down all of this. Relook at some of these cases that were let go or given no sentences or what is it, free bail. There's going to be a mess, Todd. This is a big deal in LA County. I don't think people realize how bad the crime is here. A lot of the crime isn't being reported. In my town of Santa Clarita, we have 300,000 plus, and we're considered a little town. And I've got a close ties with the captain of the police force here, and he told me crime here rose 25% to 30%.
Wow.
And part of it is they know they can get away with it. He said, Joe, they walk out the door, they commit another crime. We can't hold them. We write them up, give them the slip, and they walk out the door. And they literally had somebody a couple of months back walk across the street from the sheriff's station to the car dealer and steal another car. True gospel truth story.
You know, we're dealing with the same thing here in Memphis, where we base our national show, Joe. And it's, you know, we've got a George Soros DA in office, and the cops are, I was talking to a police officer a couple of months ago. He said, Todd, we can arrest them before we can finish our paperwork. They're already right out the door, and yep. There's nothing. And then the mayor says, well, no, crime is really down, and it's just a perception problem.
Wow. Yeah, really. Yeah, and there's a lot of crime that these stores, local stores I talked to, don't even report anymore because it doesn't do any good.
Yeah, what's the point?
The police are they're understaffed. They don't get there for hours at a time. I know one person whose home was robbed, and the police showed up 24 hours later. Mostly because, they're understaffed, not that they don't want to be there. And, you know, the police officer told them, don't expect to see any of your stuff back.
Mm. Joe Messina on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from Santa Clarita, California, a great radio host out there. Joe, in addition to Gascon, there's also in the Bay Area, in Alameda County, the DA there, who's also a progressive, she is, I'm going to read this from Politico. Early results in the Bay Area show a sizable lead for the effort to recall her. So, I mean, it seems as though you wonder, is something going on in California?
You know, Todd, on my show, I've been talking for a long time in California that the cracks are appearing in the dam, that even the most liberal of business owners and residents are saying, hey, why is this happening, or why is that happening, and how come we can't get this? And they're getting, it's very hard. Mainstream media out here especially will not carry any negative news against Newsom. So now they're starting to get the message. They're seeing it online. They're seeing it in other places. And they're starting to realize, hey, this is our people. These are Democrats that are allowing this to happen, not funding the police. And so I'm seeing that even the hardcore Dems are starting to vote for what you and I would call a moderate Republican to make sure that maybe they will be protected in their neighborhoods. Maybe they can get some of that tax dollars back.
Let's talk about Prop 36, because you guys do a lot of voting on these propositions, and this one is huge. And I think it really, to your point, I think it really does expose the cracks in the Democrat wall.
Yeah. So let me tell you the dirty little secret about Prop 36, right? You know that the Dems have a supermajority here in California, and they didn't want this. They didn't back it. Matter of fact, my local Democrat assemblyperson was against putting this out to begin with, but when she saw the popularity, she shut her mouth and stopped speaking against it anymore. But what the legislature did was they got together before these props passed, and they passed a slew of bills that would almost negate Prop 36 if it goes through. So they're very, very sneaky, very dirty out here in the legislature. But what that was supposed to do is take the original prop, I think it was 47, and where you had to steal up to $950 worth of goods in order to get arrested and actually be put in jail. So if you kept it, I don't know if they included tax in that, Todd. So, you know, stay at $900 in theft and I think you'd be okay. So the new prop was meant to say, okay, no, there are mandatory, there's a mandatory bail, mandatory positions that the judges had to take on this before they let them go, and the police had to lock up, especially when it came to drug offenses. People sold drugs. People sold drugs, and maybe somebody died because it was fentanyl in that drug. It just really opened it back up to judges being able to serve justice on people, and the police being able to actually arrest someone and keep them in jail for these things. So the people wanted it overwhelmingly, and the legislature kind of did their backyard stuff again.
So there's a video that's circulating. I don't know if you've seen this, where was it Beverly Hills High School, where you had all these high school kids and they're in the courtyard and they're having a huge Trump rally. I mean, these are kids, high school kids in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. No, you're seeing this now. You know, I'm on a school board of a large school district here in California, and we're seeing Trump rallies, smaller than that, but we're seeing Trump rallies too. And I've got to tell you, the left is losing their mind over it. Some of the more liberal parents are writing into the school board members saying, we can't allow this. And I'm thinking, can't allow what? Freedom of speech on campus? We can't allow kids to show that they're happy about something going down? We're still in America for the moment.
Wow. All right, Joe, we could talk for a whole hour here. I've got about 60 seconds. And I'm curious about where does California go from here? Are you anticipating maybe in the midterms we can start seeing a little bit of movement, Republicans chipping away at that massive supermajority of Democrats?
It only happens, Todd, if the Republicans that get elected, the people that they put in office, actually do something. You know, actually make something happen. Actually, you know, do what they say they were going to do when they got elected. If they do that and things get better here in California, I can see us chipping away at the supermajority. If we just sail, just float along, no, I think we lose it again. It'll go back, totally back to the Democrats, even at the local levels.
Yeah, I'm with you 1,000% there, and we're going to have to stay focused, and it's we can't just take the foot off the gas right now. We've got to keep this up, because I think we're at the birthing of a movement in this country, Joe, and I'm excited about what could happen in California.
Yeah, me too. Amen. You know, I mean, again, if God keeps opening up those doors and we have the people that'll walk through, we'll make a difference.
All right, the great Joe Messina, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Joe, you never told me how nice and kind your Mrs. Joe is. We finally, after all these years, I finally got to meet your Mrs.
Oh, because then you'd know that she was the brains behind the operation. I can't let that out.
Well, let me tell you something. You married up, my friend. Lovely lady.
And she's a Georgia peach, my friend, an Italian boy from Boston. Got his hands on a Georgia peach. He's wonderful.
Oh, you're a blessed man.
Yes, I am.
All right, Joe, we're going to let you get back at it. Great hearing from you, sir.
God bless. Keep up the good work, Todd.
All right. Joe Messina, everybody, host of the Joe Messina Show in Santa Clarita, California. Our show also airs there, a KHTS, if you're ever out in the Santa Clarita area. All right, we're going to take a break. It is Open Line Friday, so we're going right to the calls coming up next, 901-260-5926. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Coming up tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, we have a great Todd Stern show on Newsmax. And by the way, now is a great opportunity to get plugged into Newsmax's planned IPO. That's right. You're going to be able to buy preferred shares in Newsmax before any IPO. Just go to NewsmaxInvest.com. Now, Forbes says Newsmax is a news powerhouse, and you get a chance now to become a co-owner today. So go to NewsmaxInvest.com. You can consult with your attorney, financial advisor. But again, NewsmaxInvest.com if you'd like more info.
Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and their tushies do too. Huggies Little Movers with its curved and stretchy fit. Moms know that there's nothing worse than an ill-fitting diaper, especially for your active babies. I love Huggies because I can rely on them to keep my baby covered while she moves around. You guys have heard about my sweet little baby. She just turned one, deep into mobility. I am so excited about Huggies Little Movers because she can roll around, jump around, climb, which is everything she's doing. And I know that she is covered, and so am I in the cleanup.
And we all want the very best for our babies, and that's Huggies. Huggies Little Movers are curved, so babies feel comfy no matter how much they're moving around. And they're moving around a lot. They also offer up to 12-hour protection against leaks, which is a game changer. Get your baby's butt into Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Bill in Cordova, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Bill. What's going on? Hello, Bill. All right. Let's put Bill on hold. Let's go to Chris in Asheville, North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. Hi, Chris. What's up?
Hey, Todd, thanks for taking my call. I thought you'd find this funny. The day after our election, I was checking out with my
Chris, here's what we're going to do. Chris, what I want you to do is turn down that, because you're getting a delay, so turn down your radio, and then I think we'll be good to go.
I was in line at the grocery store, and I just nonchalantly said to the man in front of me, I said, I'm going to celebrate tonight. I bought some ribeyes. And he goes, well, I feel sorry for you. I said, no, I feel sorry for you. You'll see.
Well, it's going to be an exciting time at the supermarket for a lot of people when they start seeing prices going down.
Oh, that's going to be great, isn't it?
It really is. Chris, were you excited? Were you surprised by the results?
No, I called it right from the beginning. Me and my honey, we argued about it till the end. I said, you're wrong. Trump's going to win.
And he did.
I'm sure Kamala was going to win.
Oh, really? Oh, geez, hello. Yeah. All right. And you're still feeding him ribeye?
Huh?
You're still feeding him ribeye steak?
I gave him the littler one.
Good for you. Chris, I like the way you think. All right, Chris, I got to skedaddle for a break here. Thank you. That was a great story. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Give us a call. Let us know how you're doing out there, folks. It is a celebration in America. President Trump's going to make America great again and usher in the golden age, too. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show on this Friday edition, Open Line Friday. Oh, I love this song. I know somebody else who loves this song, too. Crank it up a little, Dylan. Well, it's a little bittersweet on the show. Is it a lot? No, it's a lot bittersweet. It really is. 4.5 years ago, I moved back to Memphis and bought KWAM News Radio. And the very first person I hired was Grace Baker. And she was, I met Grace when she was still in college. And she became the executive producer of the Todd Starnes Radio Show, a position she has held since, we've been back here in Memphis, 4.5 years. And today is Grace's last day on the show. And Grace is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Grace, I hope you like the Doobie Brothers.
Well, I'm actually wearing a Doobie Brothers t-shirt right now. So I was like, did he pick that on purpose or was that just a coincidence?
No coincidences on this show, Grace Baker.
Well, Todd, I can't believe it's been 4.5 years. When I met you, oh my gosh, we were in the middle of a pandemic. We met right before the pandemic. And then the world plunged into chaos about a few weeks later, wasn't it?
It's true. And again, I am shocked you put up with me this long. I think that's really the headline out of all of this.
It's been a great ride. And we have traveled together. We've had a lot of fun together. I've gotten to meet a lot of cool people. I miss call screening your show because I don't get to talk to your listeners. But I love hearing them on the air as well. So even though I moved to Chicagoland, it's kind of like I never left.
Well,
in that sense,
we're going to give people an opportunity to call in and talk to you, folks. So if you want to say goodbye to Grace, and we're going to talk about that in just a second, but give us a call, 901-260-5926. Grace Baker, her last day on the show. And I know many of you are huge Grace Baker fans. I know that because when people come up to me at events, they're like, how come you didn't bring Grace? So I know.
Well, Todd, let me stop you there. Are people big Grace Baker fans, or are they bigger fans of my dog Merlot, the Dalmatian, that I mention every time I come on?
Yeah, I think it's Merlot.
I don't know.
I think it's
probably Merlot.
Oh, my goodness. 901-260-5926. And, Grace, you have to tell the story of how you and I actually met. I just love this story.
Yes. So I was the chapter president of Young America's Foundation over at the University of Memphis. And we went to one of their conferences that they had over in the Nashville area. And I was sitting there with my friends, and you went up on stage. And I have to say, there were some good speakers that day. But I remember we were all kind of just like in a malaise a little bit at that point. And you came up there, and you got everybody so riled up, hooping and hollering and cheering. And at the end of your speech, you said, and I'm buying a station in Memphis. And I was like, well, I'm graduating in 2 months. I'd better go up and meet this guy. So I basically just went up to you and said, hi, I need a job in 2 months. And the rest was history. So.
And I, you were the very first hire. And So when we bought the radio station, we had to do a complete reno of the building. And yes. So we literally worked in a construction zone.
We did. I remember I had to, like, switch rooms around. I just had my laptop, and I would go. I mean, you wouldn't recognize the way the station looks now versus then. It was completely different. And I just remember you would be on air. Do you remember we sat in that conference room? And you were, like, hooked up with your little conference. And in the back, you could hear, bang, bang, bang. And you're like, oh, don't worry. It's just construction, you know, on the air. Like, whatever. It's just part of it. So we had to be kind of flexible during that time.
It was a lot of fun. And, of course, you were Grace Baker. There was no Merlot. Sir Merlot, you know, came along on the show, and so did Mr. Producer.
That's true. I mean, you've been with me through several stages of life, Todd. I mean, marriage, a dog, haven't quite gotten the kids yet.
So moving.
Yeah. I'm leaving because I'm having a kid. I'm not having a kid. Not right now. So Merlot is my baby for now.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's bring into the conversation the CEO of Stearns Media Group, Dalton Glasscock. Dalton, you're on the air with Grace. Did you know she was leaving? I don't want to drop that bombshell.
Shoot. This is exactly how I found out.
Oh, no. It'll be in Politico before you know it.
No, we need better lines of communication. Oh, my God.
Oh, Grace, my goodness.
It's been amazing to work with you, and I just want to say thank you. And I know that Todd and I will still be harassing you, hopefully just as friends now. You won't get calls, you know, if there's travel problems. Now I'm going to have to get those calls again.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no more Deltas being delayed calls. Darn Delta. No, Dalton, you've been great to work with, and I've, you know, loved working with you and the whole team. And we've gotten to just have some fun times together and some fun trips together, and it's been a hoot.
Well, thank you for putting up with, I think, our non-traditional work environment in terms of remote work, learning and COVID together, dealing with Todd together.
Okay, we heard you the first time.
But that's fun, you know, it's fun, right? I mean, a big old corporate job sitting in a cubicle is boring, right? So,
hey, we keep it fun.
We do. We keep it fun and entertaining, for sure.
Absolutely. All right, Dalton, we're going to let you go now. All right, thanks for calling in. Grace, let's
to be ganged up on here.
Right, exactly. Well, let's bring in Mark from The Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Mark, you're on the air with Grace.
Grace, I hate to see you go. You were the first person I ever talked to when I first started listening to the show. And I hate to hear that. Was it just a... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, you have been a regular since I started there. I remember. I've never forgotten you, Mark.
Yeah, it's so awesome. You know, what was it? Did Todd just didn't pay you enough money?
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. You know, honestly, this election has just done me in, and I'm ready to kind of get out of politics for a little bit. That's really it.
Well, that's probably a good idea. If you're ever down here in the Villages and you want to ride one of these golf carts with these crazy people down here, you know, just hit me up. Bring Todd along.
That would be great, Mark. Thanks so much. No, honestly, I'm going out on a good note with Trump winning. I mean, it's like, okay,
yeah.
I went out on the win with
it's
Trump
true.
Winning.
So. All right, thanks, Mark. We'll chat next week. All right, Mark from The Villages. Let's go to North Carolina. Patty is on the line. Hi, Patty. You're on the air with Grace.
Hey, Grace. I love
hey,
you.
Hey, Patty. How's it going?
Oh, yeah, crazy Patty here. Trump girl, right? I love you. I did not know you were leaving, and you want to know something? I'm going to miss Merlot so much.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you got to go follow her on Instagram, at Merlot the Dow.
I will. You know what? I had to say this. I didn't know you were leaving, but you know what? You always made me laugh, and, you know, you were always cordial to me. You were always nice to me, and I thank you for that.
Well, Patty, you're easy to be nice to because you're a lot of fun. You're always fun when you call in.
I'm
so
also crazy
you.
There, too. But
you're just passionate, Patty. You're passionate, so we appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, good luck in your journey, and be safe.
Thank you.
And God bless you and your husband, and God bless Merlot.
Thank you, Patty.
Great things await you. God bless you.
Thank you, Patty. You're the
all
sweetest.
Right. Thanks
so much.
Thanks, Patty. What's kind words there. And again, if you want to say goodbye to Grace and Sweet Merlot, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Nevada. Wyatt Cox heads up the Nevada Talk Network, KELY. And Wyatt, you're on the air with Grace.
I guess, Grace, we have to actually break the news. Grace is coming to Nevada with her husband and Merlot. Grace is going to help me run the radio. Grace is going to help me run the radio station, and she's going to work with our Barks Animal Rescue out here to try to make things work better.
Merlot will be your new on-air personality.
Well, we could actually consider putting Merlot on in this time slot. We don't know. It could be.
What is this? Attack Starnes? I thought we were saying goodbye to Grace. What's going on here?
Things have taken a bit of a turn.
Oh, my goodness. Grace has always been wonderful. Anytime we've needed something, she's been able to help. Starnes has lost a big one here, and we certainly hope that things will go well. For Grace and Mr. Producer, and especially if you have not seen the videos on Instagram of Merlot running the races, it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, your Merlot has become really a celebrity, Grace.
Yes, she has become a little celebrity. I mean, I remember when I first got her, she especially came to, you know, we did several remotes on the local KWAM side, and she was coming to the remotes. So people kind of got to know her up close and personal. And now, you know, we're running what Wyatt was saying. We're running in these agility races. We've got one tonight, and then we're going to a trial on Sunday for the first time. So,
wow,
you know,
that's
she's
exciting.
She's a little athletic superstar.
Is Grace going to be in one of the we're going to get to Ben. We got Ben Dieter coming up next. Is Merlot going to be in, like, the Westminster Dog Show?
I can only dream. That's like my Michael Jordan. Like, I'm like, okay, if we could get there, we would really make it. If we could get to the Westminster Dog Show.
Wow.
Todd, I don't know if you've seen these agility races, but I don't think either you or I could run one of those agility races.
Well,
in double the time that Merlot can do it.
Yeah, I can assure you that was the case with me because they put me through one of those at Westminster when I was at Fox News, and I failed miserably. So there's horrible video somewhere. Wyatt, we're going to let you go, my friend. We got a lot of folks lined up wanting to say goodbye to Grace Baker. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Mark listening to us on WLOB. Mark, you're on the air with Grace.
Hey, Mark,
how's it going?
Mike, my apologies.
Mike up at WLOB, Grace.
Yeah, Mike, how's it going? I'd recognize that accent anywhere.
How are you, girl? So you're leaving us,
I'm doing good. I am. And I'll tell you, it's still on my bucket list to come over to Maine and have some lobster. I have still not been to Maine this entire time. And I've had to hear about it for 4 years, how good the food is there.
Well, you get a hold of myself or Ray Richardson when you come up, and we'll pick you right
for
up with
sure.
A bunch of lobster that time.
Definitely. That would be awesome. Thanks so much.
What are you doing?
And, you know, you've been calling in, gosh, since I started as well, I feel like. I've known you a while, Mike.
Yeah, it's been a long time, Grace. What am I doing with my favorite puppy?
Oh, well, she's staying with me, obviously. And we're running our races like we were just talking about. And so she's doing just fine.
Wait, Merlot's quitting
she's
too?
She's adjusted to them.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, I know. See, I'm telling you, people are more upset I'm taking Merlot, quote-unquote, taking her, than anything else. So.
All right, Mike.
Has Merlot spoke to her union representative yet?
All right, we're hanging up on Mike now. All right, Mike, don't cause problems here.
I love you, Grace. Bye-bye.
Hey now.
All right, that's Mike. And now we have a union issue. Jeez, Lou.
I know.
All right, we've got Ben Dieter back with us. Let's go to Ben Dieter. You're on the air with Grace Baker.
Who's going to tell me not to not cuss on the air like Grace? That's what Grace has been doing for the last 3 years.
Yeah. Okay. All right. One at a time here. Dieter, what were you saying?
who's going to tell everybody not to cuss on air? I mean, Todd, you're going to have to take your show tonight and do a late night show.
Wow.
Because that is Grace's primary job. Get on air, no cussing, no swearing, keep it clean and keep it quick. Everybody knows the feel. They call into your show.
No foul language.
Oh, there it is.
You know, it's interesting, guys. I don't think a lot of people realize. I mean, you, Ben, you and Grace and Dylan and Cassie, the whole team here, you guys are super, super close and friends in real life, too. Not just here on the show.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. I've said already when I come in town for the holidays, definitely we've got to hang out. Go get some food. Go get some Memphis barbecue for sure. I've been missing that.
So the real question is, does Grace turn on the radio on Monday?
Ooh.
Or is she going into retirement?
I know. I might need a little time to detox from politics after all we've been through the past few months.
Well, if our numbers are down in Chicagoland, we'll know why.
Oh, my gosh. That's true, because I am always listening in Chicago, so.
No, Grace, we're going to miss you. And I will say this before I ask you. Grace was the reason that I didn't get shot when I moved to Memphis, because Grace was my first contact here. And I almost moved to, well, let's just say, one of the bad parts of town, because I just typed in on Zillow a cheap apartment, and that sent me to, like, a freezer. And Grace said, you don't want to move there. You will die.
Yep.
And so, but for Grace and God, I live. So thank you, Grace. And we're going to miss you a ton. And it's sad, bittersweet, but I'm super excited for your next chapter. You're going to do great.
Thanks so much, Ben. Yeah, Todd, I tried to tell him to move out into the suburbs, and he wanted to live in the city. I tried to tell him.
It's his own fault. It is his own fault. All right, Ben Dieter, we'll be chatting
thank
with you
Ben.
More. Thanks, Ben.
Bye, guys.
All right. Grace, let's bring in Connor from Boston. Hey, Connor, you're on the air with Grace.
Grace, it's definitely a sad day, but I know, you know, you're going to do great things. You know, it's always a pleasure to talk to you on air, so I just called in to wish you luck. And, you know, just tell also, too, I've called into the Todd Show for many years. I've talked to many of his call screeners, and you're one who's definitely, like, the best one out of all of them.
Well, thanks, Connor.
You would call it
thank you, Connor. Connor the millennial. I have like nicknames in my head for everybody. I know we call, you know, everyone has a nickname. So it's like, so, I mean, again, you've been with us for so long. I always love listening to you and Todd talk on the air. You always bring great insights. So thanks for listening to the show, Connor. And seriously, thank you for the well wishes.
All right, Connor.
Good luck.
All right, God bless, Connor. We'll chat soon. Real quick, let's go to Mike in Gainesville, Georgia. Hi, Mike. You're on the air with Grace.
Good, good. That's a good word. Good word. Have grace. I just want to make a statement to you, Todd, and the whole company, that Newsmax. They have been on the ball about this. We got behind everybody. We get a good advertisement, so we need to keep on with this. Get people to call the senators and congressmen and tell them what we want. 75% of the population around here anyway.
Mike, I'm 1,000% in agreement with you, and thank you for those kind words. Let's go to Lance in Memphis, Tennessee. Hi, Lance. You're on the air with Grace.
Hey, Todd. I just wanted to tell Grace I appreciate all she did for you. She always made you look good.
Yes.
Lance, you're the best, Lance. I like Lance. You've always been great. Thank you so much. You have been great.
Your positive attitude was really, really made an effect in that studio. Thank you. I wish you the best.
Thank you, Lance.
Is this Lance Walker?
Walker
Auctions. Lance.
The legend, the man, the myth, the legend.
A great patriot. All right, Lance, God bless. We're super late for a break here. And Grace, we just want to say you always have a home here. You're always welcome. You're always going to be a part of the family. And I would not be doing what I'm doing right now had it not been for your great work. So I just want to say thank you so very much.
Thank you, Todd. And we're all family, and we'll all stay in touch. Thanks so much.
All right. Give Merlo our best and Mr. Producer.
Of course.
All right.
Thank you.
The great Grace Baker, everybody. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks. Hang tight. Hour 3 of the big show coming up, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. It's Open Line Friday. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Tis I, ladies and gentlemen, your voice of truth and hope across this great nation of ours from border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Welcome to hour three of the big show, and let me go ahead and give you our telephone number. You will need this if you want to call in today. It is Open Line Friday. That means you can ask me any question. You can talk about whatever topic you want to talk about today, but you got to call in 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our great friend. He is the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, Pastor Robert Jeffress. Pastor, how's it going today?
Well, I am still hungover, not from liquor, but from the energy of Tuesday night. I was there in the room. That's the reason I couldn't talk to you Tuesday. I couldn't hear you, and you couldn't hear me from the election party Tuesday night. But I've never seen as much excitement in a room as there was Tuesday, and it's just like a cloud has been lifted from over our whole country. People are feeling better. They just feel confident about the future. I'm doing great.
You know, you were a very instrumental in giving counsel to President Trump in the first term on issues regarding faith. I'm wondering, did you guys keep that relationship up during the Biden years?
Yes. Absolutely. You know, he came and attended and spoke at our church during that time. I went to Mar-a-Lago like you did, and we continued to text, and we've kept that friendship going. So I'm just so proud of him and happy for him. The greatest political comeback in history, no doubt.
You know, it's interesting, the president naming Susie Wiles as his chief of staff. And she has ties to the Dallas area, and also our friend O.S. Hawkins and Jack Graham.
Yeah, she's a wonderful choice for a chief of staff and first woman to be in that position, and she's going to do a great job.
You know, I was talking to Ralph Reed it was on election night, and he was just ecstatic by the turnout in the faith among faith-based voters. There have been a lot of concern after the report came out from our friend George Barna showing so many Christians did not even vote in 2020. What do you think it was that compelled Christians to get off their blessed assurance, as Mike Huckabee calls it, and vote on Election Day?
Well, you know, there are certainly issues that are particular interest to faith voters, the abortion issue, religious freedom, and so forth. But there are also common areas of interest with other Americans. Christians care about illegal immigration. They're concerned about protecting our borders. They're concerned about the economy. And I think those things registered high on evangelical Christians' list of concerns, and they felt like they could trust President Trump to do what he's promised to do. And, you know, I have found this in knowing the president over 10 years. If you want to know what he's going to do, just listen to him. He's very upfront. And, I tell people who say, oh, you know, non-Christians, he's going to institute this dystopian theocracy that's going to be oppressive, the Handmaid's Tale all over again and so forth. And he's said he has no interest in doing that. He's not going to try to banish gay marriage. He thinks that's a settled issue. He's not going to have no exceptions abortion policy. He doesn't believe in that. And I think what he does believe in when it comes to evangelical Christians or people of any faith is there ought to be religious freedom. People ought to be able to practice their faith without any government interference. And I think he's going to make sure that happens.
And I have no doubt about that. And again, I think to some extent, you know, President Trump is pretty transactional in some of the things he does. And so it makes perfect sense. And yet, when you look at what's happening, for example, last night in Amsterdam and those horrifying attacks on Jewish soccer fans, you have those roaming gangs of Muslims out there. I just wonder if President Trump is going to bring peace once again globally, because right now the world's a dumpster fire.
It is. And I think any peace is a short-term peace. I think he is committed to protecting Israel. He made that a priority in his first term, and the need is even greater in his second term, and I think he's going to follow through on that plan and purpose. And Iran's attempt to assassinate him hasn't helped their position with him, I can guarantee you.
No, not at all. And, of course, the Justice Department earlier today announced charges against three people involved in Iran's plot to kill Trump, along with other American citizens. Even CNN said the details were very scary stuff. So it's a dangerous world out there. And, you know, we just do have to pray for the president's safety. I do wonder, Dr. Jeffers, what sort of an impact spiritually that assassination attempt had on President Trump.
Well, you know, Tucker Carlson asked him that last week. I guess it was last Thursday night. And he said, when he answered the question, he said, yes, it's had an impact on him. And then he quoted me. He said, you know, there's a pastor in Texas, Robert Jeffress, and he said a long time ago, Trump may not be the most spiritual man in the world. He may not be the greatest Christian. He may not know the Bible as much as he should, but he is a great leader, and he's a believer, and he's going to lead us to the promised land. And I think that's what was true 10 years ago is true today. He has the number one skill needed for a president of the United States, and that's leadership. And I think he's going to be a great leader. We need to pray, as you said, for his safety the next 4 years, and pray that God gives him wisdom in every decision he makes.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Jeffers, we're going to leave it there. Always good to hear from you, and I know we'll be checking in from time to time.
Great to talk to you, Todd. Thanks so much.
All right, Dr. Robert Jeffers, pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, and he was there on election night in Mar-a-Lago, West Palm Beach, Florida, the huge, huge celebration there. All right, folks, we are going to take a quick break. Again, our telephone number, open line Friday, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Open Line Friday, and let's go to Atlanta, Georgia. Little Big Mouth listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Little Big Mouth. How are you?
I'm never better, Todd. Never better. I would just like to talk about the power of prayer. And how the big guy, the truly wonderful big guy, answers prayers, which I know you were doing, I was doing, millions of people were doing. And he delivered not only the ice cream sundae, which was the win, but he threw some cherries and sprinkles and syrup and more stuff on top of the sundae, I think, like this. First, the vote was over in less than 10 hours. Then we got the popular vote. Then we flipped the Senate. And then my favorite is we're going to have a patriot in the White House on America's 250th birthday. I am so thrilled.
Isn't that exciting? Yes, you know, that's a huge part of it, is that this will be the 250th birthday of America is going to happen during Trump's administration. And I shuddered to imagine what that would look like with the Democrats, but you better believe it's going to be the best celebration in the history of the Republic.
Yes, sir. And there might be one more coming. We'll see what happens in the House.
Well,
But that would be, wow, the ice cream sundae plus five, mm-hmm. more ingredients.
Well, I'll say this, Little Big Mouth. They're trying to steal the Senate seat away from Dave McCormick in Pennsylvania right now, and that's looking really ugly. Also, Carrie Lake, and that is going to be a, you know, in Arizona, the longer it takes to count these ballots, the worse it is for the Republicans, because these Democrats are looking for the votes they need to win. And so we still have Senate races out in Arizona, in Nevada, and of course, well, now they're saying Pennsylvania, they're walking that back. They originally called it yesterday for McCormick. So we'll see how all that plays out. But I'm telling you, it is looking good for Republicans to control everything. A little big mouth, thanks for calling in. Let's go to Richard in Georgia. Hi, Richard. What's on your mind?
Hey.
Whoa, let's put Richard on hold here. I think we have a bad connection. We'll try to, Richard, we'll try to get that worked out and get you back on. In the meantime, I want to play some audio. This is from CNN, and it's not like they're having some sort of moment of self-reflection, but they are. Philip Raines is an old-school Democrat, worked in Bill Clinton's administration. He was one of his strategists. And here's what he had to say about the current state of affairs in the Democrat Party. Cut number seven, please.
Here's the problem. I'm not concerned right now what the right thinks about the Democratic Party. I'm concerned about what I think about the Democratic Party. I don't like to echo the congressmen, all three of them. I don't like the fact that a small portion of our party is pretty much dictating where we are. That they are pretty much, we are being branded as the most extreme of us. It is not only politically problematic, as we just saw, because none of this stuff helped the other day. Without a doubt, it's a problem. But we need to take stock of why we are being held hostage to the far left. No one should be and wants to be kowtowing to the extremes of their own parties. That just shouldn't, to the extent that majority should rule, the majority of Democrats don't agree with the things that we are being tagged with. Now, how that works,
a couple of those things.
I think Democrats believe in common sense stuff more than you'd realize. I mean, it's not like any of us sit at home and don't talk to anyone. Most Democrats I know think there's a huge problem at the border. Most Democrats I know think, frankly, that males at birth shouldn't play in women's sports and vice versa. Now, you can have a healthy conversation within a party, and you have to have a room within a party for all this. But at the end of the day, if you have some of these issues that are 80-20 across the country, you really got to figure out why they're being so tagged with one. And on one hand, it's easy because it's politically sexy. There's a reason why $40 million in ads on this topic were thrown at the vice president. But how we go forward from here, first, it comes from us. Yes, we have to listen to everybody, but people, again, the Republicans don't get to tell us because they won, like you said, for the first time in 20 years and only the second time in 36 years, the popular vote, what everybody wants. This is still a 50-50 country. For us to go forward and be representative of the Democratic Party, all whatever tens of millions, half a million, you know, half the country, whatever you want to, however you want to describe it, we have to reorient it towards, and, you know, the congressman made the point that he's up until today afraid to say it. And God knows what will happen on my Twitter when I get home. But it starts with that kind of thing.
Yeah, that afraid to say it.
Yeah.
Do you think that that really fundamentally tells the story of why Democrats were broadly rejected here? I mean, insert whatever issue into that rubric, afraid to say things about the border, about trans rights, about some of these other cultural things?
Well, I mean, the border is not fair because the border is a wicked problem with legitimate differences of opinion. And frankly, no one's had a particularly good answer to it. And I don't think Donald Trump in his second try is going to have a good one. On the other cultural stuff, and I don't even know how to refer to it without saying something. Again, I'm afraid to say something wrong, but the woke stuff, the PC police stuff. You'll see Republicans who say they're afraid to say X. I'm afraid to say X. These congressmen are afraid to say X. Why? What? Why are you afraid to say X?
Look, it's a great question. And again, it shows you how far to the left. I mean, these people are nowhere near close to the president that Bill Clinton was as a Democrat back in the 1990s. Not at all. I'm not talking about modern day Bill Clinton wandering around, you know, Chappaqua with Hillary in the woods. I'm talking about back in the 1990s when Bill Clinton, there was still some connectivity between Republicans and Democrats. Now there's just none whatsoever. And he's absolutely right here. What we are looking at, and there's, look, you cannot reason with these people. And here's the reason why. And I hate to break this to Mr. Raines, but the problem is that the party is controlled by radical progressive women. And they are doing all of this based on sheer emotion. That's it. Feelings. You can't reason with that. You just can't. So I appreciate where he's at right now, but this is why the Democrat Party lost, and they lost big, and they're going to continue to lose big. Because the AOCs of the party are now the norm. Those are the people they are electing. When you look at Memphis, Tennessee, for example, we have radical progressives that control all city elected positions right now. Radicals. That's the future of the Democrat Party. Let's go to Richard in Georgia. I think we got that phone situation worked out. Hey, Richard, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. Is my connection better today?
Perfect. Sounds great.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to share with you an epiphany I had with my adult son. Well, he's 29. We were having an adult beverage the other day, and we were talking about how great this win was for the country. And it came to realize the best thing that happened, and I think God had a hand in it, was that Trump lost 3 years ago. It really gave the popular vote to the people. They had 3 years to see what the Democratic Party really was about. And I don't think we'd be in this position if we were just wrapping up a second term of Trump. I think we'd be in significantly worse shape. And I just think the loss benefited.
And there goes poor Richard's phone line again. But I think we got the gist of it. And Richard thinks this may have been the better thing to happen to Trump, is that he was not reelected, that he came back and the country got to see, okay, let's put radicals in charge. But you know who the biggest loser here in all of this is? It's Barack Obama. That man is now irrelevant. Isn't that not remarkable? To see him up there and he was screaming and carrying on and complaining and chewing out black men. Barack Obama's lost his touch. And the problem with Obama is that this is who he really is. He's really not all that smart. You know, he comes across that way. But ultimately, Barack Obama sounded smart because he had really good speech writers and he knew how to perform. He knew how to deliver a good speech. But this guy, he wasn't coming up with all of this stuff. This is why he was a professional community organizer. That was his full-time job. Barack Obama is now irrelevant. And that's the issue that the party's going to have to come to terms with now, is how do they figure out next steps? I think we're looking at a very successful four-year Trump administration followed by 8 years of a J.D. Vance presidency. And to Richard's point, do you really think that Mike Pence ever had a shot at being a president? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. All right. Hang tight, folks. Got to take a quick break. Open line Friday, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
This hike, it's no picnic. Treacherous terrain, takes a whole day.
Sure, some crummy old mountains that are fishing for 2 weeks sounds just swell.
Well, you don't have to go. The world is not going to give them a break. Neither should I. There she is, Mount Katahdin.
We're going to hike that?
Sure, you're almost men now.
Don, slow down.
You want us to be men? Then let us be men. We don't need you. We're going to the top.
We need to stick together!
I can't find the trail!
Dad! Where's Don?
I don't know.
Where's your brother?
There's 100,000 acres of wilderness out there.
So damn focused. I'm trying to make him tough. I forgot to be his dad. Just hope to God we get one more chance.
We need volunteers. As many as you can send.
Hey! Come over here!
Do you think our son is dead?
I always told him,
When things get tough, press on.
Your brother is really stubborn. Yes!
Press on.
All right, brand new movie from Sylvester Stallone in theaters. It debuted November the 1st. It's called, again, and by the way, the website address for Lost on a Mountain in Maine, that's lostonamountaininmainemovie.com is the website. That's lostonamountaininmainemovie.com if you'd like information on the movie. On our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, we're honored to have the director of this incredible film, Andrew Budu Keitlinger. And Andrew, what an honor to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's talk about this movie because it's actually based on a true story.
It is. Yeah. 1939, a 12-year-old boy in northern Maine gets lost in the vast, vast wilderness. And over 9 days, he crosses over 80 miles and has to brave the elements. And it's unbelievable, but true.
What was this experience like for you? And first of all, how did you find out about this story?
Well, you know, I'd never heard of it until it came across my desk. And it came from Sylvester Stallone's company, and they had incubated it and developed it. And obviously, you know, Stallone is kind of known as, you know, the OG underdog, right? It's Rocky. And his whole life journey is to make movies about people persevering. And he never made one from a kid's perspective before. So I came on board through a classic interview process. And what really attracted me to the story was it's the simplicity of its themes. It's about community. It's about family. It's about the triumph of the human spirit. And it's about faith. And movies don't really explore those themes that much anymore. So it felt imperative for me to make it and to put it out into the world.
So you've had a pretty long and storied career in filmmaking, and it all started at Boston University. What was that experience like for you there?
It's funny. I'm actually sitting right at BU right now about to screen this movie. You know, Boston is its own special sauce. You know, it's a town that's surrounded by academia and all this stuff. And, yeah, I learned a lot. I learned a lot about how the world works. I traveled a lot while I was there. And it allowed me to kind of come back and in those travels realize, well, the things that really matter in the end are family and your community. You know, I also grew up in South Dakota. I also grew up in Africa, and I've seen a lot of things. And in the end, when things get tough, your family is what's most important to you. And so that's, again, why this movie felt like something I had to do.
Yeah, because you're and correct me if I'm wrong here, but you're the son of missionaries. Is that right?
I am, yeah. My parents were Lutheran missionaries in Madagascar for 30 years, and I lived there till I was 12, so it was a pretty huge chunk of my life. And, and it informed a lot about just the way I see the world, especially the way I incorporate faith and the topic of faith into my projects. You know, I'm not this isn't a faith-based film, per se, but it's a movie that is very ecumenical in its thinking about faith and the idea of like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is very much a big part of the story.
So how did you get to that point though? You're coming off of the mission field. You're at Boston University, and I have to imagine trying to figure out, you know, what kind of films do you want to make with your life?
That's the age-old question, I think, for any artist, like, what kind of art are you going to make? And I think because, you know, I think that we live in a very noisy world, and I think movies often tend to be quite cynical, even the ones for family these days. I find that sometimes, you know, Marvel movies can be very cynical and snarky. And I realized early on I wanted to make movies that we don't really see much anymore, that have a... you know, if you remember, The Black Stallion or, you know, Homeward Bound or even Old Yeller, these are films that taught us very basic things about living and the hardships of life and the hope that also exists in life. And we just haven't seen a movie like that in a long time, just a PG-rated live-action family adventure. And so I think in my career, I just wanted to make movies that were aspirational.
I think this is awesome. And I remember as a kid, you know, back in the day, Disney was churning out those kinds of films. You know, I remember going, the whole family going to see Swiss Family Robinson and, you know, I love those kinds of movies. And it sounds like this is going to be something very similar. And I can't wait to see this.
That's exactly right. This is the type of movie that Disney just doesn't make anymore, you know, and it's a gift that it's getting released in theaters because it's meant to be. It's a very rugged and wild movie, and it's very lush. It should be seen in a dark room with amazing sound.
I love it. Now, where did you guys film this in Maine?
So we did both. We filmed a lot of it in upstate New York, just because tax and boring stuff, tax incentives, all that jazz. But there is a lot of Maine in it. You know, we went and we hiked the titular mountain with equipment and filmed up in a real storm to really get the authenticity of that event. We also built the mountain. We didn't take kids up there to actually film the kids in the storm. We built an 80 foot by 80 foot replica of the peak of the mountain on a soundstage. So the movie is a combination of like just old school movie magic and the real deal. We went up there with helicopters and shot all over northern Maine as well. So it's definitely very Maine focused. And I think the people in Maine who've seen it thus far, it's very successful there, obviously. They really love it and they feel like it's their own.
Well, I know we have a lot of listeners in Maine. WLOB, our great affiliate. By the way, Andrew, LOB, the station nickname is the Big Lobster. That's very clever.
I love it.
But I've been up there, and you're right. It's just absolutely the scenery is just breathtaking. You got to go see this movie, Lost on a Mountain in Maine, movie.com. We have a link directly on our live show blog, so you can go check it out for yourself. Andrew, congratulations on this wonderful film, and we look forward to seeing many, many more in the coming years.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Andrew Keitlinger, ladies and gentlemen, the director of the brand new movie, Lost on a Mountain in Maine. This is based on a true story, and some of you in Maine might actually remember this story. For 9 days, this little boy, a 12-year-old boy, got separated from his family and got lost in the wilderness. And for 9 days, he had no food, no proper clothing, had no idea the kind of danger he was in. And the national media went bonkers with this story, and there was a massive search effort. So anyway, you got to go check out this film. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Open line Friday. We'll be right back, America. Tonight, Senator Tommy Tuberville joins me on Newsmax TV, the Todd Stern Show. You can watch at 5 o'clock Eastern. Also, we're going to be doing a deep dive into what's going on with the Senate majority race. Now, here's what you need to know. The establishment, they are pushing either Senator John Thune or Senator John Cornyn out of Texas. Thune is from South Dakota. And both of them are never Trump guys. As a matter of fact, here is Thune talking yesterday and telling Donald Trump to stay out of Senate leadership elections. Cut number 12, please.
Is President-elect Trump involved in does he have a chosen preference in the Senate? Do you know, Senator? And will that come into play?
I don't know that he does. I'm staying in regular contact with him and with his team. And, you know, obviously, if he wants to, he could exert a considerable amount of influence on that. But honestly, I think my preference would be, and I think it's probably in his best interest to stay out of that. These Senate secret ballot elections are probably best left to senators, and he's got to work with all of us when it's all said and done. But yep. Whatever he decides to do, that's going to be his prerogative, as we know. And
how many others are?
We're going to have that election next Wednesday, and we'll have a new leader.
All right. Here's Senator Thune a few years ago talking about Donald Trump and whether or not he should actually be the nominee. Cut number 11.
If Donald Trump is the Republican nominee, would you support him?
Well, I'm hoping Leanne to have other options.
All right. There you go. So this guy is an ever-Trumper. Look, here's the deal. We can't have another Mitch McConnell. We can't have another Paul Ryan. And I'm talking about Mike Johnson as well. And I'm just hoping that Mike Johnson misspoke when he talked about comprehensive immigration reform. But we all know what happens when Republicans start using that phrase. It usually means that more illegals are coming into the country. That's what that means. We can't go down this path again. And I know that Trump knows that. And I'm proud to see Don Jr. standing up and saying, hey, look, Rick Scott is really the only choice here. And he really is. We've had Senator Scott on the national show many, many times over the years. He's a good, solid conservative, and he's going to defend the Trump agenda. And that's what we need. We need someone in leadership in the House and the Senate that will take Donald Trump's plan, his America First plan, and implement that plan. We don't need people backbiting, backstabbing. We need somebody that's going to be able to go in there and fight for and deliver the Trump agenda. And it's not going to be John Thune, and it's not going to be John Cornyn. Rick Scott is the guy. And I hope you're going to be contacting your senators, because your senators will be voting on this, and let them know where you stand on this. But I'm telling you right now, this is going to be problematic. If John Thune gets in, we're going to have another Mitch McConnell problem on our hands. That's all there is to that. So we're going to be talking more about that tonight with Senator Tuberville. Again, that's 5 o'clock on Newsmax. All right. This is great, this audio you're about to hear. So, again, all of these people wanting to pack up and leave the country, right? They promised that's what they were going to do, right? Well, apparently this guy is actually, you know, the Hollywood celebs always talk the big talk, but they never leave. Wish they would, but they don't. Anyway, this guy is actually doing it. He's not a celebrity yet, but he's on the TikTok. And here's what he had to say. Cut 14.
Okay, so since Trump won the election, we're cooked. Yup. I'm going to be leaving the U.S. and I'm going to be moving to Hawaii. So we'll see how it goes. And I'll update you guys.
Dylan, you're shaking your head. Why are you shaking your head, Dylan?
Might have been the most idiotic statement I've ever heard in my life.
He doesn't know that Hawaii
it's still
is
in the U.S. What a guy.
You gotta love it, folks. I'm telling you, they're not the brightest bulbs. Oh, here's a gal, and she has an idea about how do you figure out, you know, and she, I think she's part of the 4B movement there, the B-52s. That's a band, the B-4s. Anyway, she's got a solution here. Here's what she says we need to be doing. Cut 6, please.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is there's a blue bracelet that we need to wear, because I want to make sure that nobody ever thinks that I am one of the apparently majority of white women who voted for Donald Trump.
So, I don't know what it is with the left, but they always love, like, forcing people to wear things that would identify them. Remember? I think that happened back in the 1930s in Germany, too, right? Where you had to wear a certain color to designate who you were. Jeez, hello. And here is Stephen Smith. He was on Hannity last night, and it was a fascinating interview. And Howard Stern says the country just wasn't ready to elect a female president. Cut number 1, please.
Tell, what do men say about us behind closed
doors? Well, first of all,
Do tell.
I don't hide, so no worries there. Here's the deal. I respectfully disagree with Howard Stern, only from the standpoint that I wish he had been more specific. Why don't you say white men? Because let me tell you something about black men. We love our mamas.
I know that.
We love. And we revere black women. And when we're trifling, we know it's us. It's not them.
Right. Yeah.
You understand? When he's saying that, okay, well, then let's talk about white men. We have a white power structure that still exists in this country today. I understand the white populace in this country was over 85% at one time. It's now dipped to about 57.4%.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The white power structure is still in place. So when we talk about misogyny, when we talk about chauvinism, when we talk about women not necessarily being empowered, well, who's in a position of power to surrender some of that power? It's white men. So I think that when Howard Stern was talking, I can't speak to what white men are thinking. I can tell you this much, black men, we revere women. Yeah. We don't have any problem looking at a woman as a leader.
Yeah, again, I don't think white guys do either. I have no problem casting a vote. As a matter of fact, the number two vote getter in the Republican primaries was a woman, Nikki Haley. So that's not the issue here. The issue is not whether or not the country is ready to elect a female president. I think the country is ready to elect a female president. They're just not willing to elect a stupid female president. And that's what we had here. Everybody was clued in on who Kamala Harris really was. And the fact she would say one thing to the Muslims, another thing to the Jews. She would say she was for fracking, then against fracking. And so at the end of the day, the American people, they're not as dumb as the mainstream media thinks they are. And we're able to see through a lot of this stuff. People do pay attention. And at the end of the day, they decided, you know what, this woman, she is not qualified for the job. She needs to go back home and do whatever she was doing with a little ducky. That's all. And it has nothing to do with racism or sexism or Nazism. And by the way, again, you had Joe Biden coming out yesterday and, you know, he's celebrating and congratulating President Trump. Why is he doing that? If he really did believe that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, which is what they were trying to convince the American people of, if that's the case, why would you be celebrating that? Why would you not be condemning the man if, in fact, that's what you really believed? Or maybe it's just all a great big steaming pile of hooey. And that's what it was, ladies and gentlemen, hooey. But the great news is Donald J. Trump is our president-elect. He is about to usher in the golden era in the United States of America. Can't wait. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a great, great day. Thank you so much for your calls. Thank you for listening to the program. 5 o'clock on Newsmax. We will see you then. I want to thank our great team here in Memphis, Tennessee. And whatever you do, folks, be sure to go to church this weekend.